Welcome to the Zimcast, a program dedicated to agricultural marketing and hosted by Chuck and Cindy Zimmerman.
Hello and welcome to the Zimcast. I'm Chuck Zimmerman. In our program this week, I am interviewing Jane Eckert, who is the founder and president of Eckert Agri Marketing. Jane, welcome to our program.
Good morning. Thank you. It's a pleasure to be with you today.
Why don't you just tell us a little bit about yourself and your background and how you came to be in this business and have Eckert Agri Marketing?
First of all, I think it's important to know I am a farmer's daughter. Our family is Eckert Orchards, and the family farm is located outside of Belleville, Illinois, and we are small fruit growers and have been, and my generation is now the sixth generation on this land, and we also have the seventh generation. So having grown up as a farmer's daughter, when I returned to the farm from a corporate marketing career, I saw a tremendous opportunity that was not totally tapped as it could have been to market our farm as a regional destination to attract visitors not only to come for our pick your own, but for corporate events, for our activities, and for a very large retail complex that we have at our Belleville location. So I marketed our farms for a number of years from 1987 to 2001, and made the choice that I wanted to have one more career in my life, and it had to do with farming, and that I saw what the opportunities were when we opened our barn doors to the public and let them come and either pick our products or pay for them already picked, that it was good for the farm family, but it also was very good for the visitors who came to see us. And it's now an industry we're calling agritourism. It's really another, what I consider, a value-added approach to marketing the products grown and raised in your farm. And I am now going out personally and doing a lot of speaking at farm meetings and tourism meetings to help both the tourism people recognize that we in agriculture can be a featured destination in a rural or an urban area. And it's getting a great interest now because tourism professionals have the money and the marketing savvy to be able to assist those of us that are producers in really helping us grow our business. So I'm a catalyst for a lot of people to understand what it's about and to help them grow their business by selling more of their products direct to the public.
You said you started this new career in agri-marketing with a focus on agritourism just about how long ago?
I started in the fall of 2001.
I certainly have seen a growing evidence of agritourism around the country as I've been online and in my own traveling. When you talk to a farm or a farmer about turning their operation into a tourist destination, what are some of the first things that they have to consider?
Well, the first things are, first of all, look at your family, because some families want to get involved, and some people are okay with having the public come onto their properties, and there are the other families who say, well, the reason I don't want to do it is I don't want all these people on my farm. I moved to the country because I didn't want people here. So I think we have to be very open-minded in our assessment of, first of all, is this a good fit for you and your family, and is there someone in your family that can more or less, what I'll say, champion the cause? Because we know as the producer, many times the producer is pretty tapped out just doing what they're doing to get the crops produced. But what I'm finding many times, the opportunity is seen and carried through by the spouse and by the children, at least initially, to get something started, whether it be maybe just a roadside stand selling sweet corn on the side of the road. And as people begin to kind of get their feet wet, they see other opportunities in selling other things and providing other activities, perhaps, when people come onto the farm. But I always say I think that the important thing is to look at your family, to make sure this is something that you all can agree to do. You have to be willing to overlook the bad. The bad could be having the public come on your property and maybe trample some of those strawberries. You have to be willing to give up your privacy in many ways. So doing, though, I think you have to realize that you have to change your mindset a little bit, but that the opportunities that are out there for those of us that are ready and open for these kind of marketing opportunities, that the public today is yearning and anxious to see what it is we're doing on our farm and ranch properties.
Is there a particular type of farm that's best suited for this?
Is there a typical farm? No. The short answer is no. And I will say that I believe that agritourism is not a franchise business. So therefore, we would be remiss in trying to cubbyhole it as one thing. because as I have traveled now over 35 states and four provinces of Canada and literally been on thousands of ranches and farms, I realize, A, it can work on any type of a farm, and it is being done today on all types of farm, no matter what they grow or raise, and that, B, there's nothing that's traditional about it, so to speak, because people are coming up with activities and experiences sometimes, and a lot of times we could say they're commodity growers as well, that what they're doing and what they're providing for the public is not always representative of what they grow. For instance, there are a lot of farms and ranches that I've been on now that are opening their private lands for hunting and fishing. Has nothing to do with what they grow, but they have the resources, they have the physical assets that they've enjoyed for so many years, and it's just like opening up your mind to realize people would actually pay to come onto your property to hunt and fish, maybe to go cross-country skiing as they do in Maine on farms or a dairy that I know of. So it can happen anywhere, and sometimes it's not selling what we grow. Between the outdoor recreation and the farms that open for farm stays or like bed and breakfasts on farms, those two are very much growing fields of farmers that are getting involved that are not selling a commodity, so to speak, of agriculture, but selling a commodity of a farm experience.
Why don't you describe the types of services that you offer to the people you speak or consult with? As your website says, you're a professional direct marketing consultant. And tell us a little bit about the types of things that you do for people who want to learn more or have you help them get started in this business.
The first aspect of my company is working actually with individual producers, farmers, ranchers, and wineries. Those are the three kind of main categories that are opening their doors to the public. And if someone wants to hire me to come to do an on-site evaluation of what are they doing or what is their potential, I do that. I typically go with people that already have an idea, that are already involved in working with something, and we would review their property. We'd review, it could be as simple as the parking, the signage, the type of products they're selling, the type of people they're hiring and training, to the big myriad of marketing strategies that they're trying to use to bring people to their property. So it's a small business evaluation of how are they doing and what would be my recommendations of how that they can improve their business. This on-site visit then is followed up with a rather lengthy report of these specific recommendations, and people kind of say they use it as their, you know, their tourism Bible that they can refer to time and time again of, well, we can't get all these changes that Jane thinks we need to get done this year, but we're building towards that. And for those producers that are not in business yet, I've gone on to properties of people who just want a frank and honest opinion. Do you think we are a viable destination? Do you think our location will service and justify these kind of expenditures if we want to get into this business? So I give them a fresh but seasoned eye of how to look at what they're doing or want to be doing and guide them to hopefully making better decisions and better choices for growing an agritourism-based business.
What are some of the success stories that you might share that you've seen in particular for those who have gone this direction?
Success, of course, is measured differently by many people, and financial success or the financial revenues can be for someone as small as $10,000 and for other properties that I know that are earning revenues in the millions of dollars. So it really runs the gamut, and I find people who say, well, you know, if I just had an additional $50,000, that would really help my family. But a lot of people are not only doing it for the revenue, but they're doing it, A, to be able to keep their spouse on the farm and employed, and B, they're doing it to growing a business substantially enough that they can now afford to have that person work on the farm and pay their own health insurance, which is very significant. And then the next one is farmers today would like their children and the next generation return to the farm, but if it's not really on an economically sound footing, our younger generation who were paying to educate and go to college are questioning why should they return to a very non-profit business. The agritourism-type enterprises seem to be those that are attracting their younger generation to return and to have a significant role beyond the typical production side of a farm-based business. It's using other skills that they might have learned in colleges. And when you go to success stories, you know, I could give you success stories of people that are real satisfied at you know, $10,000 and $15,000 and $20,000, and those that have started at that level, and particularly those who've gotten into just a fall pumpkin season, a harvest type season, that are generating, you know, $80,000, $100,000 to $200,000 to $250,000 in a 4-week period of time. That's you know, pretty intense for 4 weeks, but the rest of the calendar year, they're not, you know, they're not working on this enterprise. So it really depends on, there's so many success stories, and most everybody that's getting into it that's willing to make the investment of time and some dollars are seeing results that they're satisfied with, and they're continuing to make reinvestments. So I think that those are success stories. They're abounding everywhere.
I mentioned your website early on, and for people listening, it's located at EckertAgriMarketing.com. Looking there, besides the agritourism, which is obviously a real passion of yours and something that has done well for you from a business standpoint, you've now branched into some areas that are tied into that, of course, which involve the Internet, and I know you have a new web design service that you offer to farmers or to farms. Tell us a little bit about this new element of your business.
A portion of my business as well that I hadn't described is that I do a lot of public speaking at farm meetings and at tourism meetings. And most of the topics all typically relate around how to market what we grow and sell. How do we bring and attract more people? And I would say now my very strong recommendation for anyone that's in this business is that the first and foremost thing they must have is a website. Even more important than a brochure. And as I was out doing these programs on websites and trying to make people a little more internet savvy, I was just hearing these horror stories of people either hiring the wrong web designer or not knowing the right questions to ask and ending up with a product or a site they didn't like, or on the other hand, the people that didn't have one yet that didn't know how to go about doing it. And so as a service to this industry, I have now partnered with a very senior web designer here in St. Louis, and we are building and producing websites focused to farms, ranches, and wineries. Based on my experience of viewing so many websites, we're making them, I think we're conveying what needs to be conveyed on our farm and ranch website. We're not a corporation, and a lot of the websites that are out there look pretty corporate. We're more conveying fun and an experience, and we're an attraction. So the service I went into and just started, Farm Web Design, just began in December, and we're getting a lot of people asking us to design their websites right now. We're backed up about a month, as a matter of fact, doing it. But it's great to see that we can help people get online and get on the Internet, because that's 24/7. People can access us. They're finding us from all over. And a lot of times people in some small town in southern Missouri would say, well, who'd ever come here? Well, I can tell you, Chuck, that people are finding these destinations just by going online. And if they're appealing, the sites are appealing and attractive and have pictures and evoke some fond, perhaps, memories of their experiences of maybe going to Grandma and Grandpa's farm, that it can be the best marketing tool anyone would ever invest in, is to invest in a website for their property to sell agritourism.
What do you think about the blogging world as it relates to farms and to websites for farms?
Frankly, I don't have much personal experience myself with blogs. But from a marketing point of view, what's always important is to focus on the audience. And the audience of people that would be searching for a farm or ranch experience would be the same people that would be going on a website, say, in St. Louis and putting in the St. Louis Zoo to want to know the times and the hours of operation and when does the train run and when do the shows happen. So I believe we have to stay focused on who is the principal audience. I have seen those type of blogs when people are in associations and want to communicate with each other. But this is very much of a retail site, so my focus has been on a more traditional site where people are more accustomed to searching and wanting to see attractive pictures and feel like they're visiting the farm just by coming onto the site.
Now, besides the website design, there are some other things. You mentioned the public speaking, and I know you also have a number of publications that can be purchased about this. And also, if I'm not mistaken, you are involved with helping get consumers who want to go to these farm destinations to get the information and to get there.
Yes, I guess when I started out, my principal focus had been delivering good marketing content for farmers so they could understand how to go about doing it themselves. And so I've written a couple of books that are now available on my website, breaking down a couple of marketing strategies. One is how to get media and publicity to your property, and the other has to deal with a variety of 25 different marketing strategies that I call promotions that are easy things to do that don't cost a lot of money. So books certainly are a portion of what I do. I did, as a result of one interview, actually create a another website called farmstop.com. And it's a way that the public, if they get to the site, can link to different states, and I just link from those states into agritourism websites that are already on the website that would have the ranches or farms or wineries and farmers market in that area for if someone's traveling there, they could click on Missouri and get to the sites within the state that could help better guide them if this was the kind of destination they were looking for when they were vacationing. In addition, I do a number of outside consulting projects with both tourism and State Department of Agriculture, of helping them better understand and serve as a catalyst to making this important connection between agriculture and tourism, and how can we go about to do that, and how can we, as those two departments that are the head and the state level, how can we represent the people and the entities in our state to make this happen in a bigger way?
Now, obviously, farms would be looking at this to help their business, but there's even another element that I think is important to people about agritourism that I learned when I was in Europe on a couple of trips that I've been on, and that's the idea of preserving our heritage or preserving the beauty of the land and the farms themselves. So getting involved in agritourism not only can provide a revenue stream, but at the same time help preserve a way of life. That is another element that might be worth taking into consideration.
Absolutely. Sometimes you can get overwhelmed with all of your own ideas, but there is a tremendous opportunity out there. I feel that I have a personal mission to help the farmers and the producers, really. Those are my main focus of seeing what the opportunities are, because I don't want to see us be losing any more farmland in this country. And if we can't make a profit from our farms after so many years, then the other alternative is selling it, and that's not what I would like to see people do. So the value that we can add to agriculture by looking at our property in another way can hopefully keep our farms and bring the next generation to want to contribute.
If you could talk to all the farmers out there at once across the country, just give me a little summary statement. What would be your primary message you'd like to give to them?
I would like them to appreciate that this is an opportunity that will produce revenue for them, and that they should begin to understand and be aware that what we have is so wonderful as having grown up on the farm, having had this wonderful farm experience, and that these experiences are what, you know, the majority of the rest of the population know nothing about. And that if we can allow people to see what we do in our daily lives and how our food is produced, I think we'll certainly bond a stronger connection for when people want to buy our products and buy locally grown produced fruits and vegetables and meat, that we'll have more informed and educated consumers as well. That it's an advocacy for agriculture, allowing people to see what we do.
Well, thank you very much. Jane Eckert has been my guest on this Zimcast. She's a professional direct marketing consultant who has a real passion and focus certainly about agriculture and agritourism in particular. Her company is Eckert Agri-Marketing, and you can find them on the internet at eckertagrimarketing.com. And with this Zimcast, I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.